Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Today is Dr. Hessen Jong from the Migrant Workers Center, and she's the Research and Policy Officer. And today we are going to talk about better conditions for the migrant, permanent or non-permanent. Good day, Dr. Jong.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you for inviting us.
The Migrant Workers Center, if you could just refresh our minds, what services do you offer?
So the Migrant Workers Center is a non-profit organization which is based in Melbourne, Victoria. We campaign for migrant workers' rights, and we deliver information about their workplace entitlements and health and safety issues at work to migrant communities in different languages. And we also help migrant workers protect their rights at work when they have issues related to their employment.
So migrant worker, do they have to be permanent residents, or can they be temporary migrants? Or
they can be any status. So we have citizens, Australian citizens, who identify themselves as migrant workers. And we also have workers on a very short temporary visas.
So anyone who is here in Australia, basically.
Yes. Our definition is that anyone who was born overseas and worked in Australia are migrant workers. But of course, people may have different definitions of migrant workers. Anybody who identifies themselves as migrant workers, we welcome them at our center.
So international students as well who are working.
Yes, of course. Yes.
All right. Dr. Jong, you have started a campaign for better pathways for permanent residency for migrants in Australia.
Yes, the Migrant Worker Center has.
And you have the Migration Reform Campaign. Can you tell us more about it?
So the Migrant Worker Center has launched this the campaign for better pathways to permanent residency for all migrant workers in Australia. And as part of this campaign, we have recently launched an online survey, and it's available at our webpage at migrantworkers.org.au. At the center, we believe that all working people in Australia deserve a secure life. Problem is that temporary visa holders don't have it. That's why we launched this campaign.
Better pathways for permanent residency is a bit broad. Would you be able to give an example or explain to us what a better pathway means?
Sure. In Australia, we have a lot of temporary visa subclasses, but not many permanent visa options. So not all visas have adequate pathways to permanent residency. For example, student visas. Many people come to Australia with a student visa, and they can extend that visa for multiple years. And in most cases, they can find a graduate visa to further extend their stay here. But if their degree is not what the government is looking for at the time of their graduation, then it is very unlikely that they will find a pathway to permanent residency. And years of study and a lot of money invested into the degree goes to nothing.
So it's for them to be able to build a future while working on their residency. Is that what you mean?
That's correct. So many people, they stay in Australia for years and years. And at the end of the day, they realize that they have exhausted all temporary visa options and they have no permanent pathway. So then they have to face the reality that there is no alternative but to leave Australia. The problem here is that when they have spent so much money and time and effort in Australia, they don't really have any connections or resources left in their home countries. So it is extremely difficult for them to leave Australia. I have seen in a very extreme case, someone who has been on temporary visas in Australia for up to 15 years.
That's a long time. You can build a family in 15 years.
Exactly. So this person did have family.
In relation to this campaign, you've set out a survey, the Migration Reform Campaign Survey. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about this.
Well, this survey asks about how temporary visas have affected people's lives in Australia. So we are asking about what kind of career barriers they faced while holding a temporary visa, or if they were ever discriminated against because they were holding a temporary visa when they were applying for renting an apartment unit or a house. So the experience of temporary visa holders are not very well known in Australia, and we are trying to collect people's voices through this survey and come up with a report that we will be able to publish for both the general public reading and the government.
And you hope this to contribute to the campaign towards the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, of course. At the end of the survey, we are asking people to contact us if they have more stories to share, because the survey is too quantitative. I have been reached out by so many people already, and they are telling me very unique stories that they have experienced in their life with temporary visas in Australia. And they are also sharing their policy recommendation ideas.
Who can take part in the survey?
Anyone who has ever been on a visa in Australia, both permanent visa and temporary visa. Because even with a permanent visa, your experience can be quite different from someone who was born in Australia. So we are collecting information and ideas from both populations.
And up to when can they access the survey?
The survey will be available online at least 2 more weeks. And if they have something burning to tell us at the Migrant Worker Center, we are always ready to hear from migrant workers. They can reach out to us through our webpage, or they can phone us anytime.
So as you said earlier, Dr. Zhang, if they wanted to share their experience to you or with the Migrant Worker Center, they can contact you personally and you can have a chat with them and discuss
it
further.
Everything will be confidential, yes.
And it will be confidential.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Hessen John from the Migrant Workers Center.
Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.